Well, folks, we are enjoying some great wines here, and this is Belletto Vineyards, and Anthony Beckman sitting here with me, and we're going to pop the cork on this great Chardonnay, and this is a single vineyard Chardonnay. Let's tell folks what that means. We just talked about one of your other wines, and there's this distinct difference here, but really you're getting the character of just one vineyard.
Absolutely, and that's really when you have these incredible estate vineyards, because we have 13 different estate vineyards all scattered throughout the southern end of the Russian River and into Sonoma Coast. When you have these distinct parcels, you want to say, this is awesome and I want to show it as its own. And as winemakers, we have this huge benefit of looking at things on their own before they're blended. And every now and again, you hit something that is so distinct and unique and deserves to not go into the Russian River blend. It deserves to stand on its own. And really, that's what this Cider Ridge Vineyard 2012 Chardonnay is. It's also kind of a special wine for us. It's the first vintage from this vineyard. This is a new vineyard that we planted about 4 years ago. First time we've had grapes off of it, and it just stood out to stand on its own on the first year, which for us was incredibly exciting.
It's really interesting right now because the whole world is focusing on Russian River and the Sonoma Coast, and the fruit coming from here has always been amazing, but it's really come of age now, and these single vineyards are really taking the world by storm.
They really are, and they should. Their distinctness and their place in life is to showcase really the best that you can do from one small single spot. And the beauty of a single vineyard is you get distinctness, and that's what wine is all about. When you're based on a place and a location, you want to have distinct and consistent. You want to have something that every year tastes distinct and every year tastes like the year prior, because that's really what defines a single vineyard. If you can't do that with a single vineyard, it probably belongs in the blend. We've been lucky enough to have a track record to go down and know what can make single vineyard and what can't. For this 2012 Chardonnay, because it's the first, it's really set the bar. It's set a benchmark, and I'm really happy at how high the bar is. I'm happy now, at least. I'm blending the 13s here in about 2 months, and we'll see how happy I am there. I think it'll hold up fine, but when you set the bar high on the first vintage out, it really keeps you focused and on your toes to maintain that quality throughout.
Well, folks, we have a beautiful bottle here, and we are going to enjoy a great dish that just came to the table. What's your preference with this wine?
You know, with this, it's got a richness to it, and I am an oyster on the half shell kind of guy. Sometimes the bigger Chardonnays hold in, and it's a contrast to the brininess of a oyster. A little bit of lemon, and away you go.
Folks, it's time for some great food here on Have Wine Will Travel. Well, folks, you are listening to Have Wine Will Travel. My name is Doc Cummings, and we are in Sonoma County. And, folks, whenever I come to Sonoma County, I feel like I'm not going to leave, and I keep talking to myself about it. And the more Pinot Noirs I have from the Sonoma Coast and Russian River, I have to say that this is home. And this is Anthony Beckman sitting here with me. And, Anthony, you've been making some great wines here at Belletto for quite a while, and we're going to be talking about your estate Pinot, but also a single vineyard, compare and contrast.
You know, the 2012 Russian River Estate Pinot is really our flagship wine. This is a wine that you'll see outside of Sonoma County. It's a little bit of a larger production. The second wine I'm going to pour is our 2012 Sexton Hill Vineyard. This is, again, a coastal vineyard. It's about 10 miles from the ocean. Heading out Bodega Highway, you go about halfway to the town of Bodega, and then you hang a left, and you go up a steep hill to 950 feet of elevation, and it comes down an incredibly steep hillside at about 30% grade at times. So when you're walking rows, it's definitely a leg burner. You'll get to the top and have to have a few breaths and then come back down, and then, you know, there's three blocks, so you walk up six times and walk down six times to do your sampling. So it's a good workout when you're sampling those vineyards.
Really, what's interesting here is what you're describing is Sonoma Coast is a huge asset, but now you go up 900 feet, that's another huge asset. Let's really explain what the coastal influence does to these grapes.
Sure. I mean, the biggest coastal influence is fog and cool temperatures. I mean, the ocean is so close. Fog will run down the low-lying areas. So for our instance, the biggest influences of fog for our region is about 10 miles south of us, which is the Petaluma Gap. The coastal range sort of stops, and there's this gap, basically, and the fog just rushes through. And that's probably the biggest coastal influence. The second coastal influence more specific to us, is through the town of Bodega, through the harbor, and up Bodega Highway. And that really is what hits us for the Sexton Hill Vineyard and the Cider Ridge Vineyard, is that sort of influx tunnel of fog. The second, or third factor we really hit is wind, especially for our Burnside Road Vineyard, which sits on the very top of the hill. Wind off the ocean really shuts vines down, so they slow way down. They have little pores on their leaves, and these pores close up mostly to preserve water. Vines will stop for a couple days on end when you get above about 10 miles an hour, and wind can really rip through this section of Russian River Valley and Sonoma Coast. We're in an interesting location, as these vineyards could be either labeled Sonoma Coast or Russian River Valley. The two appellations overlay each other in this instant. And for our 2013, we will actually take three vineyards, the Burnside Road, the Sexton Hill, and the Cider Ridge for Pinot Noir, and create a Sonoma Coast blend, which is very exciting. Because of the tannin structure of these wines, we'll leave that in barrel for 16 months. So it'll be something that we hold over. It just needs time for these tannins to mature and become a little bit more approachable. It's one of the reasons we haven't done it until now, is I'm tasting through all these wines, and it's just got such a grip to it that I felt like if we're going to do this, we have to do a 16-month program.
Well, folks, I feel very excited to and honored to be drinking these wines, and Chef just brought a couple dishes to the table. Anthony and I are going to enjoy some great food and wine pairings. Pass that bottle over to me. I'm going to pour another glass.
Yeah, no problem.
We are going to enjoy a great meal here at Applewood Restaurant, and we've had a beautiful day here in the sun, and summer is upon us here in the great Russian River area, and Chef Ty is sitting here with us. We're going to go in a different direction here, and this is right up your alley, Chef. We're going to go vegetarian with this dish, and I'm very excited because you have your own farm, and a lot of the dishes are from there.
Yeah, they sure are, and this is a real nice dish here. You know, it lives up to what a really good entree can be. It doesn't have the animal protein, but it has plenty of other things to offer. It's a really nice dish.
Let's go through a few of the items on this at the present time. I'm sure it changes as the seasons change. It really is the versatility that is the chefs here at Applewood.
This dish truly is never the same twice. Every time it's a little different. It's called a composition of wild mushrooms and garden vegetables, and that's really what it is. And this time of year is a great time to have this dish because we have a lot of nice vegetables coming out of the garden, as well as some really high-end wild mushrooms. So right now what we're doing is a little butter poached porcinis. We have a little morel mushrooms, and then we have some fresh greens from the garden here at Applewood, as well as some fresh peas and garnishes and other things from my farm as well.
Well, this is a treat in itself, and I am a carnivore. I have to admit that to you. I definitely want to move on to some of the great dishes here on the menu, but I definitely want to try some of these, and really a unique way to enjoy wines and food, and a little bit off my road here.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Folks, well, we're going to now move on to another dish and open a couple more wines. Ty, stay right where you are. We're going to enjoy some great wine, too.
Oh, looking forward to it. Thank you.